Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy Dre. Y'all know the vibes already, man. I gotta get this man's respect. Shout out to my man, RIP to my man Zach TV, who's a call this show on a regular basis. RIP to my man Zach TV. I always felt that he was the one holding Chicago down. Sorry, DJ Academics. Never gave you that respect like that, my guy. Shout out to my man Smack from Smack DVD era, French Montana. But no New York. Young boys making noise right now. This man has his footprints, his blueprint on what's moving and shaking in the city when it comes to the young boys. A lot of these young niggas that I learned about has been from this man's channel, man. Let me get the guy on right now. Mel's TV. Mel's, what's good, my G?
Yo, I'm here. What's good, my boy?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. You hear me?
You good, brother. Mel's, am I right on that, though? When you think of media and holding down New York, you're in the streets. Like, I give niggas like you and Zach TV, RP Zach TV again, niggas that's outside, so to speak, that's in front of these artists and all that. Do you
right,
show,
right.
You feel that way, though?
Nah, you know, I've been, you know, niggas, we're on the front line. You know what I'm saying? I've been on the front line my whole life. So, you know,
right.
I recognize the talent that's out here on the front line. And I go get that. You know what I'm saying? I go film that.
Right.
I filmed artists like Pop Smoke before he had a song. You know what I'm saying?
That.
I filmed Pop Smoke. I filmed, you know, Fabio Foreign. He the hottest nigga
of
in the
course.
City right now. You
of
know
course,
what I'm
man. Trip, man. We know the vibe, Trip, man. We know it. No.
Yeah, this is before.
Two,
you know, this is before.
My man, listen, your channel is the reason why I like Envy Kane. I think Coca's the illest spitter out of the young boys. I know Coca because of your channel, bro. That's a fact.
Yeah, Coca, he do his thing, man. Free Envy Kane. He locked up right now. Free Coca.
Oh, free Coca. Okay, my bad. Free Coca, for real, man.
Yeah.
You come from a West Indian background?
I come from both. My father's family is West Indian, and my mother's family, like, American, down south American. You know, old school.
Okay, so we both from the old New York, I want to say, because I'm talking 80s, 90s. I went to IS-320,
yeah.
Jackie Robinson. I went to Prospect Heights. You know what I'm saying? That's my stomping ground.
Whoa.
I live on Cane Ocean and also, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, community on those.
Yeah, Kenwood Theaters back in the day, my nigga. You know the vibes. Travel Fox on Flatbush Avenue. You know what I'm saying?
That's
now?
A fact. That's
yeah,
a fact,
bro.
Man.
You know what I mean? So, how a brother like you, that's how did you transition from the era that you come from? Because I watch a lot of interviews and stuff, and you're from the
mm-hmm.
era I'm from. How did you adapt
right.
to this new era? Was it hard for you to adapt to it?
Nah, it wasn't hard at all. It wasn't hard at all. It's just I always kind of been that type of nigga where know how to adapt. I used to, back in the days, you know, I always, you know, getting a little money or whatever. We was
right.
wearing Polo and Tommy Hilfiger, but when Biggie came out and started talking about the Versace and Jay-Z, I could talk to Cool G. You know what I'm saying? I know how to adapt to the time. I always knew that type of guy will have the ear for music and know how to adapt and not get stuck in generation and errors. Because, you know, if you behind the guys behind the scenes, like labels and stuff, can't get stuck in generation of errors because you got to keep it going. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? So I'm more that type of guy, you know what I mean? Where don't get stuck in an era where I may have came up in as a teenager and think that's just what it is. Nah, it's a time for everything. Some shit Kiss said back in the days when the South started coming up, now the South run shit. Kiss was like,
yeah.
yo, what you got at the South for?
Trying to go South
for.
Trying to go South for, right?
You
that
know what
Kiss.
I'm saying? You just don't
that's
have to go
fact.
South for it. You
right.
understand? I don't get
right.
it. I just, you know what I mean? That's my style, you know?
Right. But how does it feel to be the one to start off a lot of these dudes' careers, man? You talk about Pop Smoke. My guy, I remember you doing an interview with Pop Smoke outside when he was talking about 9-0s. He had the bracelet under his arm thing on shit.
Right,
like he's
right.
house arrest type shit. Before the Braves,
yeah.
before he's in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does it feel to be like 5-year, all these dudes, man? 2-2-G's, Chef G, all these brothers I've seen on your channel. How does it feel
mm-hmm.
to be the one to, like, give them light? Because a lot of us would not know
yeah.
who these niggas are if you're not from New York.
It feels good, bro, because, you know, I was a young nigga before, too. You was a young nigga before, too.
Right.
And a lot of the times when we're young and we outside wilding, it's always the old niggas, yo, fuck them youngins, y'all making it hot, y'all this and that. I remember them days when I was getting
right,
told
right.
that I'm never going to be the type of old nigga. I'm going to try to, you know, find the craft inside of them and, you know, do what I do with it, like with the camera and shit like that. instead of knocking them and shit like that. I fuck with them. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
So it's basically that with me. I remember when I was young, and you know, if I had older nigga like me around that could tap into my talent and put it out there, it would probably benefited me too. You know what I'm saying? So I found a lane that could benefit me and could benefit the artist, and I ran with it. You know what I mean?
And Mills, let's be real. Our era was different because the era we're from, niggas had to stand in front of Def Jam, all these labels, trying to rap and try to get upstairs. These young niggas right now, to me, they have more control of their destiny. They don't got to be signed to get lit. You feel me?
Right.
They get in front of your camera. Right. They get in front of Picasso, the brothers that do the videos for all these other niggas in New York, and they get lit from you niggas instead of standing in front of the labels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do they appreciate that?
Some do, and some may not understand the impact. You understand? But some do.
Right.
Like, see how, like, you dig up Pop Smoke? Pop Smoke shouted me out before on his IG when he's like, yo, this is where it all started. He showed the interview when I interviewed him. So, you understand?
I seen that.
And he's a stand-up guy. Put it like that. When people do shit, stand up. You don't forget where he come from and shit like that. So you can't say everybody is, but some people, you know, may, you know, after a while, I guess they get on a certain level, they feel like, you know, they supposed to only deal with, I guess, Hot 97 and Power 105
and all that shit. Yeah, I got you.
Envy and all that type of shit. So I understand it, but at the end of the day, if I use my platform to help catapult you now that you're on a level, you're supposed to catapult me too. Now give me nothing. I don't want nobody, you know, but just leave me in a direction where I could get a couple of, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, let me ask you a question. Is it shocking that if I look at all the boroughs, because I've seen you go to Queens, I've seen you go to the Bronx, I've seen you go to other boroughs, but Brooklyn right now seems to be holding it down. Why is Brooklyn so heavy with so much rappers compared to other boroughs, man?
Well, Brooklyn, out of all the other boroughs, was able to, what I said, like, adapt. While the other boroughs are still trying to sound kind of like, you know, a little bit kind of like, you know, back in the day sound, Brooklyn adapted to the new sound. And just boom, and went crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's all about kind of adapting and not being afraid of, you know, updating your software of how you think and how you move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we ain't update, we're still wearing baggy-ass double four-time X clothes. And not, you know what I'm saying? We're going to look running around like customers.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to tell you? So you always got to update your shit. Brooklyn, we know how to update. We updated our shit a little faster than everywhere else. You know what I mean? While other places still kind of didn't update yet. You know, you got the Bronx that updated. You got a lot of artists that deal with the melody sounds out there.
DJ,
you know what I'm saying? Because that's basically what
it
is. In the new game, you rapping the drill shit or you got the melody style. So it's either or. You know what I mean? If you rapping kind of old school from like our time or maybe from the early 2000s, 90s, it's going to be harder for you. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Right. There's some niggas that's flourishing, though, that has a 90s sound. I don't know if you're familiar with Benny the Butcher and Griselda.
Yeah, Griselda, of course. They're not from the city, though. They're not from New York City. So that's a little different.
Upstate. I got you.
There's a whole different dynamic, though. If you even go, like, upstate, even kind of sometimes in the Midwest, a lot of them kind of got, like, our old style. Or like old back in the day. You know what I mean? It's a little different
when
you're from New York City than outside of New York City. The dynamics is different and the whole formula could change. You know what I mean?
Right. Is it hard for you to keep up with this GD, Folk, Bloods, Crip, Wu Talk that a lot of niggas do in front of your camera? Is it hard to keep up sometimes?
Now, I don't really pay it to no mind too much, but I understand what you're saying. Not really, because that's all Brooklyn shit. So when you're outside of Brooklyn, it's like it's normal. You know what I'm saying? If you got little nephews and little cousins, and you know what I'm saying? It's just that type of shit where you just know. You know what I mean? You know that over here is over here and over there is over there. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. When I interviewed Zach TV years ago, right, I asked him this question. I want to ask you this question. Is it hard for brothers like you that you interview one person and then you interview the ops and then niggas get mad and salty at Mel's and be like, yo, Mel's, we don't want to rock with you because you did an interview with such and such and we don't rock with them when you should be doing your job interviewing both sides and getting both sides of the story when niggas got a little friction and all that?
I'm going to speak on that. See, in our culture as black people, a lot of times we act crazy. Like in other cultures, they would have enough common sense to realize that that's what's going on. But in Black culture, they always think about something underhand going on. Because we come from like rough shit, you understand? So we always think the extreme, you know what I mean? But
right.
I never, no artist had a problem with me doing that. It's just be the sideline niggas that made Jack the same thing as artist Jack. And they go, yo, man, nigga, da, da, da. The artists don't have a problem because the artists understand they're trying to get to the same destination I'm trying to get to, which is a bag.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's right. The sideline niggas that don't have enough, they have a lot of time on their hands and stuff like that. They don't, you know, they can't have enough common sense to realize what's really going on.
Gotcha. I see a lot of people have had gripes with your top 25 list, Mel. Talk to me, man. I saw your drink last night on your channel. I watched a little bit of it when you was breaking it down, though. What is your criteria for that? Is it based on views?
It's based on views,
clicks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, talk to me. It's based on views and impact. So,
okay.
So is it, for example, you'll have somebody up there, like I had the kid Busy Banks up there. His impact is crazy. Like, you know how everybody had the Wu-Wen show? They had their own shit called Structures. They didn't do none of what everybody else was doing and still came up with the numbers. Still came. You got to respect that. Do you know what I'm saying? They started their own wave, Busy Banks, Leaky G Bando, the Young Structures kids. So they was up there. So that's why they was up there. Not just because of views, but because of impact. Envy Kane up there. Everybody hates him. They diss him in songs. He must be impactful. That's how I look at it. Bando Black, he up there. He came home from jail. Took, like, he just came out and went bananas. Like, when I posted his interview, that's the only interview that damn near every comment was a positive comment. And he's a street nigga talking street shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's certain shit. What we got to realize is impact is important. Say, like, the kids that was all doing the spin dance and the kick dance, the blicky dance, whatever. Impactful. Everybody does it. It has to mean, it means something. The Fabio dance with nigga putting his hand in the air, holding his waist, that means something. Impact. You can see people all over, all different cultures doing this shit. So it's impact. You understand? Impact and views. That's what my shit is based off of, basically. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what they're talking about. Niggas are saying you're biased, though. Biased on what, though? Like, what do you, why do niggas feel you're biased?
They can't ever answer because I ask, I'm like, biased on what? First, when I was interviewing, like, the young Blicky Flatbush kids, it's like, oh, man, you fuck with the Blickies. I'm a big grown man. These are teenage niggas that they're talking about. I'm a grown man. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm from a whole different time. But niggas will say that. Now I interview the Woo niggas. Niggas in the comments like, oh, this nigga Mel's a Woo. It's just dumb nigga shit. You know, niggas don't know any better, man. Niggas, you can't, in our culture, if you support Black people, it's dick riding. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, this nigga's dick riding. No, nigga, I'm supporting the youth, nigga, of my community and other communities all across Brooklyn. And the city. You know what I'm saying? It's not dick riding. Dick riding would be if I'm trying to be thirsty all the time, trying to ride mainstream artists next to them, like, yo, bro. I don't do that. You see, I stick with the underground.
Right.
I create culture. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
My co-host who does a show with me usually does a show with me on weekends a lot. He said to me that he felt like JD should have been on that list. I thought JD was not them.
The list is for unsigned artists. If I'm not mistaken, JD signed recently.
Right. So niggas got to understand this is underground artists. Niggas are not signed. Niggas ain't no label to sign these brothers. It's niggas is on the grizzly.
Yeah, underground, unsigned, and young. And that's like making an impact in the streets and semi-mainstream. Once you sign, it wouldn't be fair for me to put you on the same list as artists as unsigned. It's unfair and unlogical. Right. You understand?
Right. So if you like, don't see Chef G or Sleepy Hollow, if you don't see Chef G or Sleepy Hollow, those brothers, you know what I mean?
They're signed too, but they're not like mainstream deal. They have a record label called Winner's Circle, and Winner's Circle has a distribution deal with Empire Distribution. So it wouldn't be fair to put them up there because they already passed the level of kind of being underground or whatever. Chef mixtape did crazy. Chef mixtape was on the billboard on Church and Flatbush, a big billboard over there by
Yeah, I think he put those IG though. I seen those IG though. Yeah, I see Chef put that on IG though. Word. Shout out to Chef for that though. That's big.
You come to that neighborhood. You know how good that probably feel for that kid to walk up from a neighborhood he walked through, shopping, buying sneakers all the time on the bush, and look up and see his shit. That shit feel crazy.
Yeah,
you know
son.
What I'm saying?
I
felt good looking at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, the young boy.
Right.
Like, you know, that shit crazy.
Right. right.
Because I watched these people come from nothing. You know what I mean? And now they something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you look at niggas like Favi and Pop Smoke especially. You're like, damn, my nigga, I just spoke to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had you niggas when you was outside. You know, not saying you looking dusty, but you was on a block. You know what I mean? You was on a block type shit. Yeah, like, yeah. And now look at this nigga.
Both,
you know what I mean?
And both of the two that you named is really stand up. Like, if you hit them, they you know what I mean? They'll hit you back. They real stand up guys, both of them. You know what I'm saying? Salute to 5E. Salute to Pop Smoke. Salute to everybody that, you know, that got where they had to go. You know what I mean?
Are you surprised he blew up so fast, though?
Nah, with 5E, nah, or with Pop Smoke, nah. This is the thing, I was around Pop Smoke, you could just feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you could feel right. You could feel the energy. Energy is real. You could feel. You felt it around 5E, too. It's just like people gravitated towards him. Bitches loved him. So when you start seeing, like, random bitches loving him, and when you post about him, bitches inbox you, like, oh, I used to go to school with him. That's how I was. You know, like, okay, if this kid get a little bit of more, enough shine, he's gonna gravitate. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
He hasn't missed yet, Mels. He hasn't missed yet, my nigga. Like, with Travis joint, Welcome to the Party, Dior, Flexin', all these joints, he has not missed yet, man. Not to bring up beef, though, man, but this shit with Casanova and Pop Smoke, what's your take on that, though? You close to the streets. What's your take on all that? Should Brooklyn be together or mixy-mixy, or what we doing here, Mels?
If they stay on wax, it's healthy.
Right.
And that's right. That's all I can really say about that. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Because here's the thing. I think Casanova is stuck in a weird place in the sense of this, Mels. He's older than niggas, right? So he's still close to the young boys. Cause I know 2-2-G's, all these niggas being his videos and all that. But he still has the older niggas that ride with him a little bit, though. You think he's stuck in the middle of still being connected to the young boys? It's almost like Meek.
You know,
like the young boys fuck with Meek, you know what I mean?
Right,
but, you know?
Right, exactly. Him and Cass are on the same age type shit, right. But you see the thing, I give Cass his props because a lot of the other artists that's like in their early 30s and all that type of shit, 35 and less or whatever, they don't
give a lot for the young niggas.
They be acting like they don't exist. Yeah. When they're lit as fuck. You understand? What Cass does is show that they do exist. He's like, yo, he go to this one, put this one. You understand? So I give Cass utmost respect for that in that sense, because a lot of the other artists act like these niggas don't exist when we all know they know they exist. You know what I mean? And that's one thing the older Brooklyn artists and the older NYC artists in general have to stop. Like, we understand y'all still rapping and all that shit, and y'all have to make a living off shows and all that shit, but do like the Baby did with Son of a Vegas. You understand what I'm saying? The Baby Vegas is a good name. He could get money off. That's what the older New York City artists should start doing with the popping little niggas, because once they get big, you can't expect them now to show you the proper recognition you want them to show you, because you wasn't even giving them a bone to throw. You know what I mean? You wasn't even shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild.
Right.
Shit. Yeah.
Are you shocked that Cass ain't taking it there? He left it alone? That he curved that?
Nah, because you just said, you know, Cass is an older nigga, so, you know, since he's an older nigga, you know, I don't really know what they're doing. You know what I mean? I ain't hear no diss tracks or nothing like that from Cass or nothing. So,
No diss tracks, though, but when you hear Trashanova and you say niggas saying they outside and all that, I'm paying attention, like,
Hello? Yo? Oh, man, we got disconnected, man. Damn. Hello?
Yo, Mels. Yeah, my bad, Mels.
Yeah,
my accident, yeah. That's my fault, Mels. Part of self. Yeah, I was saying, I want niggas to unite and do songs together. You know what I'm saying? And I saw...
Yeah.
On your IG, you put a post up with 5E and Pop Smoke. I guess they're doing a performance. They're doing a show together.
Yeah, that's right on the push, too. You know, they opened that at the old school theater. You know what I'm saying? Some back in the day.
Wow, that's going to be crazy.
That's right there, like in the middle of that's damn near on Church and Flatbush, damn near type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be ridiculous. You feel me?
How crazy is that gonna be, son? How crazy is that show gonna be, my nigga?
It's even hard to explain. Only us from Brooklyn probably understand like the location, and it's gonna be ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something, but it's something. That, I don't even really pop out to shows and shit like that. That's one I gotta go.
You gotta go.
Like
you gotta be in the building for that, right? You gotta be in the building for that, man.
Like, I can walk around the corner, I'm dead. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I have to be there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like the way Pop and Favi moving in the streets? Like, they're not really like beefing with niggas. They get into the money. They get to the business.
Yeah,
I like the way Pop Smoke was conducting himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. Pop Smoke was very, like I said, he's a stand up young guy. Like, you wouldn't even think he's his age. Like, you know what I'm saying? He moved real, like, you know, a bit older like that. And
yes,
he's definitely getting to the bag and haven't made a flop song yet. And I'm waiting on the second project, Meet the Woo Part 2 coming out, I think, in a couple months. So I'm waiting on that. We're going to see what that's looking like. You know, it's going to take the streets by storm, of course.
Why are the Blickies and Envy K, my man Coca, why do they seem to be more hated by everybody? Why they seem to be hated. You know what I mean?
Nah, you know, I keep it real anytime I get interviewed, and I don't really even know. It's like they did, I guess, must have maybe dissed people in their songs before or something, and I guess the people that they dissed in their songs maybe have had some type of special relationship with, you know, a lot of the other guys that's up and coming. And I don't know. That's, you know, they might have not taken it lightly or whatever. But it's all healthy as long as it stays on wax. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, everything in
But see, stay right there for a minute, Mills. Is it hard for Coca to flourish in this time of the hip hop, because he raps, he literally tries to rap, and a lot of niggas doing other kind of music. Like, his music is not, it doesn't sound like everybody else's. You know, like when he had calling out, when he had talking spicy, to the Situation series and all that. Like, the nigga raps and shit. Like, you know what I mean? So is he stuck with going off from the block like the other niggas?
You know, it's not really hard for him because he still got the young boy style and swag and his talk and his the lingo. Okay. He's still talking young boy lingo. He's not talking old school lingo like the say instead of niggas be like, oh, I was with a little freak some back in the day, then he'd be like, yo, I'm chilling with
the tree shit. I see what they be talking, right.
So it still kind of fits.
I hear niggas say bye bye and all that. Yeah, I hear you, right.
So it fits the era still. But with the bars.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you still got balls, you just got to have a little bit of sauce of the modern time with it. You know what I mean?
Right. And what about Tutu, man? You still signed a Kodak, right?
Yeah, I think he's Atlantic Records. I think the guy, Wardenburg signed him. Atlantic Records. I don't remember the guy's first name, but Wardenburg, he signed him and all that type of shit. You know what I mean? So he doing good. He got a...
Niggas, Mills, when I started watching your program 2 years ago, those are the first niggas I seen on your platform was the Blicky's Hard Body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Tutu before he got locked up. I remember when Tutu got out, you had him on the block. He was in the store with him and all that. You know what I mean? So those are the first niggas I seen. You know what I'm saying? Chef G and all them niggas and shit.
Those were the first hot ones like I had that was hot.
Right.
After interviewing them, it opened up doors because a lot of people, I guess, don't like them. So now I had doors open up for me to, you know, get other people's perspectives of what's going on in Brooklyn and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Was Nicky Blicky too high, though? I ain't gonna lie to Mel's. When I saw Nicky Blicky on your list, I thought he was mad high. Am I bugging for that? Over Nas? Nick over Nas?
Well, this year, yes. Nas kind of was slow this year. He probably only made like one or two songs, I guess, whatever. He might be going through legal troubles, whatever. I don't know. But Nick, this is the thing with Nick. Nick makes music. You know what I mean? Like that Drive the Bullshit. That can be radio friendly. He knows how to make good songs, and he knows how to make the street shit. And his dance, the dance that he be doing, impacted him.
That nigga be twirling on hard body.
do you know how heavy that dance impacts the streets? That dance impacts the streets tremendously. So people don't be looking at the whole picture. It's a whole picture in this shit. It's the dance.
Well, let me ask you this, Mel, because you outside. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Mel, because you be outside with these niggas. Is it cool to be Sosa Geek on Nick Blicky that set that shit off?
What? No, they got different dances. Kuda B got his own dance. The Blickies got their own dance. And Sosa, he do the woo walk shit. That's their own dance. So they all got different dances or whatever. So, you know, you can't really compare it. You know what I mean? So shit like that, you know?
And my co-host thought you had Sosa Geek too high at number 10.
Sosa Geek could have been too high. That's what people say. But once again, the impact, like, I seen a woman from, I don't know, maybe Netherlands or something. She said, "Free Sosa, he geeked." I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that shit is scary. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's impact. People are overlooking the impact. You understand? They just look like, he got balls. It's deeper than balls, bro. It's about your impact on the youth. And if niggas is following what you dancing, he got niggas dancing doing a dance like him. So it's impact. We can't overlook impact.
Wow.
You understand? Or shit that people want to dance. Because I'm doing that dance now. Everybody else want to do that. Nah, that counts as impact. You know what I mean? A lot of impact.
But what about his music, though? What about his music, though, Mel? He got, like, really one joint that's really bubbling, right?
He got Sosa Geek is on the Woo Walk shit. That shit got probably 1.5 million views. Very big song amongst, you know what I'm saying? He also got he got a joint with Ron Suno. That's the kid from the Bronx who got the Pinocchio song. That's like at 5 million views. You know what I'm saying? So he got songs. You know what I'm saying? You just got to go type them in and do the research. You know what I'm saying? You just can't overlook. I heard that one song he had. That nigga was corny. But how come everybody want to dance like him? How come the white, you know what I mean, the people overseas? You got to, you know, impact is very important. We looking at the wrong. We just looking at, you know, tunnel vision one way. And it's a big picture, you know?
Now, Mels, it seemed like Brown. Am I right on this? Because it seemed like Brownsville was making your list heavy on your top 25, my G. It seemed like Brownsville got a lot of niggas and shit.
Yeah, Brownsville heavy right now. Brownsville, Canarsie is going. They got the most rappers. Like, Brownsville and Canarsie is going crazy. You know, Flatbush is always going to be legendary. Flatbush is big in it.
Of course.
And the star coming up crazy in the drill world also. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got the structure.
Right.
They also got the pop-out boys, pop-out babies. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of niggas from the style come up. You got ODB son, Weather Park. He's trying to come up. You know, so it's a lot of different, you know. The whole Brooklyn, actually, man. Shout out to whole Brooklyn.
Right.
Like, it's crazy right now. It's bubbling. It's bubbling.
You know what I like, too, that was on your list? I saw somebody on your list, right? And then I went back to his music. The Brother Blind. He had a song with Nino Man. I'm fucking with heavy, though. I like that Nino Man joint.
You're doing your research. I like that. That's what
I'm doing my research, man.
You know what I mean? You just walking and without even looking at any of the nigga Blood. It's ridiculous. I fuck with Blood.
I like Blood, man. I like what he's doing. He's nice. I like what he's rapping and shit, man.
See how even Canarsie got the different flavors of what you would call regular sound in hip hop and new modern sound. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. Let's go ahead, Mels. Do you feel Chicago cats look at New York cats that are jacking their style? Let's be honest here. Do you feel that Chicago niggas feel that way? Because I remember you had Zach TV on your show, and he said that you asked him the question when you interviewed Zach, and Zach said that Chicago niggas was fucking what niggas is doing up top, though. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel, though?
But are they jacking the music sense, you're saying? Their music style?
Music sense, or just lingo maybe here and there, certain words? Because let's be real, Mels. A lot of these niggas came up under the Chief Keef era, my nigga. They didn't come up under the G-Unit era. These niggas are coming up under the Chief Keef era.
They did. But also, we have to realize this.
Okay.
That it's like this. A lot of these niggas did come up under the Chief Keef era. But Chief Keef era is also, you know, was also, let's say, Meek Mill era. And it was also kind of Young Thug era. It's not just one influence, you know what I'm saying? Because even when you could say, all right, they may have got the influence of smoking people, dead people, and all that shit.
Right,
of course,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you listen to a Chicago nigga, you listen to a Chicago nigga, and you listen to a Brooklyn drill nigga, they don't sound the same. We could put it on right now and compare. It don't sound the same at all. So, you know, this is now where it comes to when niggas say, oh, they jacking London niggas out because it sound more like London.
Yeah,
like
London
Chicago.
Nigga, yeah, London, UK. Yeah.
You know, when we started using London beats out here, because I interviewed AXL Beats. He made Big Drip. He made all the beats that niggas use. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one to interview AXL. I interviewed Axel.
Wow.
I didn't even know he was London. And everybody that seen I interviewed Axel, it's like, yo, I ain't know the nigga was London either. So we were using the London beat without knowing it was London. The shit was just hard. You understand what I'm saying? So this is why when niggas be saying, yo, y'all stealing niggas, nobody even know that they were stealing the style. The shit was hard and they got on a beat and rap. And a lot of London niggas come from Caribbean backgrounds and a lot of the young dogs from Flatbush do too. So it kind of sounds similar with accents and shit like that. It's just shit like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, right. Is it going to be easy for Bobby Shmurda and Rowdy when they come home to flourish with the new niggas?
Yeah. Yeah, easy. That's easy. They're going to flourish like hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
I gotta be real. I got Bob Smoke. He got more joints. He got more joints out here than Bobby. Bobby just set this shit up. Love you, though, man.
When they come home, Pop Smoke and Fabio is fucking with them.
Right, right. 90s and all that. Right, right. Yeah, fact,
They got it. They coming home. They coming home to a perfect. Everything is fine. You understand? They coming home perfectly like nothing ever left because their neighborhood is still on top. You understand?
Wow.
Fabio from the same building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
same exact building. So that's it is what it is. That shit is up.
No beef when I say this, Mels. Is that nigga OG Product jealous of you, my nigga? Let's keep it tall.
You know, I don't want to really talk too much.
Mels, I'll say it for you, my nigga. I'll say it for you, brother. Yes, he is, my nigga. I'm going to keep it real because I pay attention to what's going on. And honestly, all the young niggas gravitate to you more than you to him. Like, they fucked him at one time when he was rocking with just Aladdin, it looked like. I'm like, this nigga's interviewing mad Aladdin interviews while you got all the lit niggas that's moving and shaking on your channel. You know what I'm saying? You feel he looked at you as competition, and then what was your relationship? Did you have a relationship before?
It could be more of like, you know, I was like competition, but me personally, I did it different than he did it. He was like you said, when he was just dealing with the 90s at one time back in the days, and then he was dealing with Aladdin. He was dealing like with one people at a time. I understood the bigger picture where I'm coming out with some smack shit or some, you know what I mean? Well, I'm going everywhere
with this
shit.
You know,
out of town. I went to D.C., down south. I hit up all that shit. I went, you know what I mean? I understood the bigger picture. You feel me?
Taking a brand on the road. I feel you, my nigga.
he was more on some, like, you know, just trying to, I guess, stick with what he know or just trying to build here and then get that artist to get lit so that artist could bring artists for him to interview. Well, I looked at it like, yo, I'm hitting up everywhere, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a right. This freedom of speech, nigga. That's in the Constitution. Everybody have a right to talk their shit, and I'm dealing with it like that. And everybody going to talk their shit. No matter where you from, I don't care. I'm going to allow you to, you know, to have your free speech on my platform.
And I don't want to kill the nigga because he's Jamaican like me, my nigga. But your music is trash, product. I'm sorry, I hate seeing you do that stupid ass dance, my nigga. I hate seeing you trying to get that like the young niggas. I don't like it. I like Mel's who's behind the camera. He let the niggas get their shits off, and he's on to the next nigga. All this trying to promote your music, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah, Mel.
If you want interviews, or you don't want nigga all in the videos, all, you know what I mean?
Oh man, Mels. Mels, let me ask you: is Flowtastic and Haitian Picasso, are they the two main big popular video directors in New York right now? For the young
Flowtastic cast? Don't shoot videos anymore. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? He just uses platform now. He posts videos now on his platform, sort of like the world star shit. You know what I'm saying? He's very big.
Right.
He's a very big platform. You also have Haitian Picasso. You have So Dope Films. You have Bliggity Visions. You have Raps and Hustles. You have Meet the Connect. I don't want to forget nobody. Yeah. Citron. You have so many. I can't even, if I forgot you, shout out you, man. It's so many niggas. K Dottie. Fucking damn. I don't know. I said so
it's
dope. Everybody.
Niggas, it's a lot of niggas, son. Jesus. It's a lot of niggas, man.
We got our own coach down here.
I think Kimo Loss is the hardest nigga in Brooklyn, man. You say what, my nigga?
you what?
I think Kimo Loss is the hardest nigga in Brooklyn, man.
Yo,
my nigga, I watched the interview we had with her mad times. I wish she dropped music, because her persona and me, yo, she already be wild, man. Does she do music?
The time around that interview, she would have been the biggest female artist, probably like second to Cardi B and them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
She'd have been like she'd been a million view artist. She had that type of impact when she was, you know, like a couple years ago. Now she probably still could pull it off, but she's a mom now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
her and JD
facts,
had
facts.
You know, she's a mom now. Right. But she would have did it a couple years ago. I'm telling you, it was. I told Chef G and I told her too. I'm like, yo, rap. I feel it. I felt it. Like, if she would have did it.
Yo, true story though. If Chef would have threw on a Suburban 2 remix at that time, though, that would have been a good look for him, though.
It would have been stupid. That's what I'm saying. It would have been stupid. Like, you know, but it is what it is, you know.
Word. So, who's the number one nigga we need to look for moving forward in 2020? Who's going to be catching the eye, you believe, in 2020?
Smooth L.
Okay.
Smooth L. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? He on that track with Fabio and them. Of course, you know, you're going to have Busy Banks pop out. You know, of course, the Smurders coming home. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a lot of the Wolves pop out. You're going to have fucking, you know, Nick Blicky going to go crazy. You got a lot of other dudes coming up, like Chris Elite, M.I.S. Ron and them. You're going to have
Bando Black. I like him, though. I like him.
Right, that's why I said the Wolves, he's included. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's so many of them, I can't even name them. It's like 100 of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas, Bando, Canarsie niggas, fucking Costamato, all them. You got this other cat from Canarsie. He from 0922. I can't remember his name. Shout out to you, though, bro. You got Danny Hundreds from Canarsie. He's crazy. It's just it's so many, y'all can't even name. You know, you got my son, Sherwin.
Some niggas you had on list, though. Some niggas you had on list I'm not familiar with. Like, I have to get familiar with Customato and Siggy Black. I wasn't really familiar with them, Number Six Leaf. I wasn't really familiar with them niggas and shit, though.
But when you go look them up, then you're going to be like, oh, all right. You feel me? You type in Young Costamato, you're like, okay. Then you listen to the lyrics, you're going to be like, oh, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? It's like a story that you got to, you know, put together and understand. You know what I mean?
All right. Yo, Melz, man, I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me, brother. You feel me, man?
I appreciate what you do for the culture. Now, of course, we sort of been getting this done since last week. You know, I had to tap in, man, with a fellow Brooklynite and all that type of shit. You know what I mean?
You're ready, man.
Man. So, anytime we get a next time, sometime in the future, man, you know that.
Yeah, we link up, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out to my man Melz TV, man. I know the vibes, man. What?